Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Merry Christmas. Here's a bucket of slime if you'd like it. Mid-afternoon on CBS and Nickelodeon. It's Chiefs-Raiders. Kansas City Chiefs hosting the Raiders. Look at those two gentlemen and SpongeBob on that poster. That's a 1 o'clock game on Christmas Day. We found out yesterday that will be followed up on Fox by Eagles-Giants.
Yeah.
I love the festivity, especially in May. This is exactly what we need, which is Jason McCourty balling out.
It's a pajama game, right? Where everyone's going to be in the pajamas.
Yes, that's awesome.
Watch football.
Welcome inside Good Morning Football. We are live in New York City. It's Thursday, May 11th, yet that is Festivus in your ear. You heard that right. I'm Jamie Erdahl, Jason McCourty on that side. We also have Mike Garofalo and Sean O'Hara here as well. We are looking forward to the entire schedule being released tonight on our show, Schedule Release 23, and therefore we are just hours away from finding out the most primetime game. So let's play Primetime Showdown, shall we?
Yeah.
We're going to put a little spin on this. Here's the deal. We are going to pit three pairs of teams against one another with 3 minutes per pair to debate who deserves more of that sweet, sweet primetime spotlight. Okay, you must watch. You can't blink. You have to stare at this team. Here are our first two teams. They are the kings of the AFC East. They are the Buffalo Bills versus their division rival, who just added, I can't believe that was written. Division rival, they just added a four-time MVP at quarterback.
Kings of the AFC East.
Well,
both.
Sometimes I read things that are written for me, and you just go with it, and then you kind of fix it in real time. And that's what we're doing here. Who wins this primetime showdown? Is it the Bills or the Jets?
I'm going to go with the Bills here, and a big reason. I know Aaron Rodgers on the Jets. We're going to want to see him, but I want to see Josh Allen in primetime as much as possible. This guy has reckless abandon with his body. I want to see him jumping over people. I want to see him running people over. I want to see him skyrocketing the ball 60 yards down the field to find whether it's Stephon Diggs, whether it's Gabe Davis. I am here for this. Josh Allen is what we all want our quarterback to be like. He's the guy offensive linemen love because they feel like he is one of them. And then Stephon Diggs, his receiver on the outside. I want a guy playing with this level of passion that he plays with and with this big play ability, him being able to score a touchdown from anywhere on the field, and then him telling you about it, talking trash, having fun out there. So these two, I want to see in primetime as much as possible.
Let's clarify, Jason, I'm glad you ended it that way. It is who we think deserves the primetime spotlight more. This is not a who wins
game. We're not picking the game.
No. That was about to be a screen grab. Oh, Jason did. No. Mike, you go.
You do the pickle. You do the pickle picks.
Picks. That's not
later.
Pickle picks, okay?
It's not the pickle picks. We're not picking the game. It's just we're scheduling the games. Who deserves the spotlight more? Give me the Jets. And I know you're going to say, Aaron Rodgers and how many primetime games and everything we've been talking about. Give me everybody except Aaron Rodgers. I'm not dismissing him. I'm just saying this is a team that I've been covering the last couple of years here, and I've noticed the personalities that are available here to the New York market that should be available nationally, and I think that are going to be. Look at Sauce Gardner rocking the cheese head that he later burned to tell Aaron Rodgers, you know what, if I burn this, maybe you'll come here. I mean, there are a lot of strong personalities. This just feels like a team that's just ready to just burst onto the scene. And there's Quinn and Williams.
It's a different kind of burst.
Yeah, it's a different kind of burst.
It all works.
There's some of that on this play, but Quinn's got a great personality.
Is that
well.
What you want?
I feel like this team, even without Aaron Rodgers, had the personalities to really deserve a primetime spot. Now they've got a quarterback that's going to raise the level of play there and hopefully across the board.
I'm gonna double down on what you said, which is I see you. You're trying to be cute and say, like, oh, I don't want to see it. No. Network television. I need a camera. I know you have a lot of them. I need it solely dedicated to Aaron Rodgers. I get that Sauce Gardner has a grand personality. I get he's fun and chipper, and Quinta Williams can bust off the bench anytime he wants. No. This man, every single facial expression, that's an NFL Plus idea. How about that? Let's just have an Aaron Rodgers cam at all time, because people want to know this, what this guy's about, and we don't know how long we're going to have it. So give me all the Jets in primetime all the time, specifically because I want to be on this roller coaster. Good, bad, zero, 100 miles an hour, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. It's going to be a debacle, and that's why I'm going with the Bills. When I watch a football game, I want to see everybody playing. I want to see all the good plays it brings us. It can't just be about the quarterback. I feel like Marsha here. So, look, give me the Bills right now. I think when you look at the way last year shaped up, the Buffalo Bills became America's team, all right? Yep. Give me more Bills. Let's be honest. The Jets finished dead last in that division. They haven't earned the right to have all these primetime games yet. Let Aaron Rodgers win a couple games.
It's not about earning it. It's about eyeballs, number of eyeballs.
It's not about earning it?
Depends on what you're looking at. Showdown number two. Again, who deserves a primetime spotlight more? Is it Ravens or the Bengals after Lamar's return with a new look offense to steal the primetime spotlight from Cincinnati? Jay, who you got?
Ooh, Ravens new look offense. Yes, give me the Ravens new look offense. I want to see as much Lamar Jackson and Odell Beckham Jr. as possible. You talk about eyeballs, you talk about primetime. I want to see these two guys FaceTiming after Odell makes his way to become a Raven. Give me as much of this as possible. Wonder what Odell's going to look like. Well, whenever he posts a workout video, I get excited because he looks great out there. So I'm just going to assume it's going to translate on the field. He's done it before. Lamar Jackson, Odell Beckham, I want to see those two.
Back in 2021, we had a fine program known as Good Morning Football Weekend. It was like Good Morning Football, except on the weekend. You see how
see
we came up? Yes, exactly. And I made a point on that show that the Cincinnati Bengals defense was not the best statistically, but Lou Anarumo's unit would make the clutch plays when the lights were on. Not necessarily just prime time. I'm just saying the clutch points of the game. Well, when you're in prime time, everything's clutch. You got to make. Here's Sam Hubbard last year with that 98-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown here.
Go,
this
Yosemite.
Team just continues to make clutch plays at the right time, this defense. So, yeah, Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, all that flash on offense, but it's this defense that shows up at the right time. Primetime is the right time. Give me the Bengals in primetime.
Yeah, I feel like the Bengals, every time they have a primetime game, it comes down to the wire. Something crazy happens. We just showed the week one game against the Steelers as well. So I think the Bengals absolutely should have more. Offensively, like, we just want to see points. We want to see explosive plays, right? When you look at what the Bengals have, the three-headed monster, Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase, that's huge. And then they just added Irv Smith. So I think this offense, you know, they've had all the skilled players. I feel like for the last 2 years, though, Jamie, they've been trying to figure out, hey, how do we fix this offensive line? They brought in Alex Kappa 2 years ago and Lyle Collins. Then they bring in Orlando Brown Jr. So I think this offense is going to look totally different. Joe Mixon could end up having a big part of a bigger part of this offense with that offensive line. So give me the Bengals. Give me more of that striped bear, that striped cat right there.
Well, I appreciate your up to the minute knowledge of the offensive line additions that the Bengals
gotta
have done
do
and why that they should be in primetime. That's not where I'm going. I guess I'm kind of falling in like the, and this is meant to, out of love, more of like a train wreck situation. Like, and train wrecks can be beautiful too, all at the same time. Like the Ravens, the Jets, like I just want to watch it all go down. And I want more people to watch it. I want the primetime's about the casual fan too. Like nothing else is on. This is the one NFL game that's on Sunday mornings, let's say internationally, or Sunday nights or Monday night. They're like, you know what, let's see what the NFL's about. And they're like, wow. What is happening with the Baltimore Ravens? And you can say that with whatever tone you want to say. whether it be Harbaugh losing his mind or Lamar Jackson balling out or the Ravens defense like coming out of nowhere. Like that's what I think the Ravens, like the Bengals are always going to be good. They're going to be fun to watch. But like I want to see the ball of fire.
You're a Jersey resident now. There's a lot, yes. a lot of traffic on the parkway and the turnpike. I know you know which one is which. Are you a rubbernecker? Because like you said, you mean? Like a rubbernecker means like you like to see the
she was ready to fight.
I get my pet peeve is the rubberneckers. I can't believe Jamie Erdl just.
Yeah, sure, I'll go with that.
You don't even drive. What are you talking about?
I drive all the time. Great driver.
Our final pair of teams, Eagles, Chiefs. Kansas City obviously won the Super Bowl last year. But who would you rather see in primetime more this season? Is it the Chiefs or the Eagles, Jason?
I remember last year, I think it was you or Kyle, one of you said the answer is always Kelce, and I'm going with the Chiefs. I want to watch these guys as much as possible, whether Travis Kelce is catching a touchdown and doing the stanky leg dance in the end zone, whether Mahomes is throwing the ball behind his back through two people, shuffling it out to the outside, somehow or another, whenever you're watching the Kansas City Chiefs and their offense, it is always fascinating to see how they come up with the plays that they make. And in primetime, you better believe it. Whether Kelce's scoring four touchdowns on 25 yards receiving or scoring a last-second touchdown against the Chargers, somehow or another, the Chiefs always put on a great performance in primetime. I've been out there. I've had to experience it. I've given up 40 points to this outfit. So I want to see the Chiefs as much as possible in primetime.
Listen, you stack both of these teams up. There's no wrong answer here, and the Chiefs are going to win in a lot of categories. But when it comes to primetime and what I want to see on TV, the Eagles have the edge in the coaching department. And I don't mean from an X's and O's standpoint. I mean from what we're showing on the screen. You got this right here. Now, look, I don't have a rooting interest here, but Eagles fans love that. Fans of 31 other teams hated that right there. But Nick Sirianni, when the camera is on him, is always going to give you a little something there. Is that Kevin Petullo he's chest bumping with, the associate head coach? Those two are always putting on a display on the sideline here. So give me that. It's prime time. Give me a little bit of a spectacle.
And those fancy cameras are what you get when you are playing in prime time. The 4K slow-mo as they're going around.
Sky
the
cam. So that's,
exactly.
Yeah, the 4K cam. We had the 360 cam in the stadium, too. From that standpoint, I'm going to go with Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs right now because he is the one quarterback that continues to wow us. Even we feel like we've seen every single throw. I mean, he's levitating. He's got the sidearm throw. He's got the no-look throw. So no doubt about it, they're going to be showing. If he does something spectacular, it will be shown over and over again. And whatever broadcaster happens to be calling that game will immediately be trounced on Twitter for loving Patrick Mahomes and giving him so much love. But I'm with your point on the trickery, right? Mm. Watch out for the trickery when you're playing the Kansas City Chiefs and Andy Reid. They always have some sort of that jet sweep right there, that's like a bread and butter play. That's a staple play. Mm. They've got the ring around the rosy play. You got to watch out for Kelce. He might throw a pass, shovel pass. There's the ring around the rosy. There it is right there. You got the old lineman in the middle, and then all of a sudden, now you got a big guy eligible. So you've always got to have your daubers up when you're playing the Kansas City Chiefs in the red zone.
The man that I worked 70-plus SEC games with, Gary Danielson, used to tell me that when we would do Alabama games, everyone at Alabama felt like he hated Alabama, and everyone else felt like he was just constantly kissing their backsides. So, like, that's the Kansas City treatment. I feel like when guys are doing the game, Chiefs fans are like, can't believe you continue to belittle us. And everyone else is like, why are you loving the Chiefs so much? So the Chiefs officially or reverse, they get the Alabama treatment because not only that from a broadcasting perspective, but also they get everyone else's best week in and week out. Yep. So I think if the Chiefs are in prime time, you're going to have an awesome game.
Yeah, no middle class of broadcasters either, huh?
No. I don't know, Jim. Get ready. I can't do it. Tony, I love you.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, I got a funny feeling it's going to be the Kansas City Chiefs and my brother Travis Kelce.
I would like to play the Chicago Bears week one.
The Seattle Seahawks are going to play the Los Angeles Rams week one in Seattle.
The first game of the season for the Carolina Panthers will be the Jaguars.
Week one, I think the Chargers are going to play the Raiders.
The Giants will play the Dallas Cowboys in the season opener.
The Dallas Cowboys season opener against those dreaded Philadelphia Eagles.
I predict the season opener will be against the Miami Dolphins.
I think Cincinnati Bengals season opener should be Baltimore Ravens.
Houston Texans prediction season home opener, I'm going to go with the Indianapolis Colts.
I think I'd like to see them play against the Raiders.
Okay, Donna. Week one takes from some NFL vets and their moms. It's awesome. Here's a look at the matchups announced so far today. It's a lot. We had four or five yesterday, plus the international games, and now today it continues. The peanut butter effect, if you will. And tonight, the whole sandwich is going to be made. Lions at Chiefs, September 7th. Bills at Jets, September 11th. That's a Monday night game. Cowboys 49ers, October 8th. That's the Sunday night game of a London morning. So you work your way across the globe. And then Christmas gift in the afternoon, Raiders Chiefs, the Nickelodeon Slime Time game. And you also know the Giants Eagles will happen later that afternoon. And then there will be a Monday night game revealed, probably Christmas Day as well. So much football to watch all year long. But sorry, Jay, it is May 11th. Sean, how do you approach schedule reveal? Like, you're looking at just Giants? Do you look at Sunday night games? Like, what's your key impact?
Yeah, I look at everything. You know, as a player, you used to always look at, like, all right, what's the hot game in September? Like, if you're playing in Florida or Miami, you don't want to play down in Miami in September. And also, then you look at December. Like, where are you playing outside? Are you playing in Lambeau in December 28th or 25th?
Yeah.
But the holiday games, I feel like, are always, that's what we're all looking at. It's like, all right, now I have kids. Am I going to be home for Christmas morning? Do we have to move a holiday? When you're a player, like coaches used to say, hey, Christmas is a great holiday. It just comes at the wrong time of the year.
Yeah.
So you just got to roll with it.
I like that. And I looked at it different. I wanted to play those hot games early on where I just came off of training camp. I don't want to go to Miami in December when it's 20 degrees wherever I'm practicing at. So I wanted to get those games out of the way. Mike, as an insight, I see we come on, you're on your phone. It's schedule release day. Like, hectic. I got to see where I'm going to be at over the course of these 18 weeks.
I don't have any information other than what's been announced. I've got nothing else.
Hectic is his middle name. It's not just schedule release.
I was not grading these guys as they were trying to guess who the openers are going to be. No, not at all. I wasn't doing that.
Never. Just checking.
It's not just the holiday games now. It's not just Thursday, let's say, of Thanksgiving week. It's now there's Black Friday football, which we found out yesterday from the Prime Video guys. It's Jets-Dolphins, which will be awesome. That's another one to look forward to. But until then, let's play a little throwdown Thursday. Since it's 9 a.m. Eastern, we got it. This was the big reveal yesterday during the show. We just talked about it. AFC Championship rematch. Bengals-Chiefs, New Year's Eve, 4:25 Eastern. CBS very proud to take ownership of that game. Very likely, highly likely, it's almost an absolute fact that this will have some playoff implications. Let's stick with the quarterbacks because is curious to have certain characters on the image for the game reveal. These two are slam bam. Put them on there. This is what you want to watch for. Higher expectations for the season. Is it Joe Burrow on the upper left or Patrick Mahomes on the bottom right? Look at those guys. Hi-ya!
Hi-ya, they look great. And the expectations for both of these guys is just through the roof. But whenever I see Mahomes' name on there, the expectations for Patrick Mahomes, I don't really know if there's a ceiling at any point. We expect him to just do something new, some way to thrill us each and every time he's out there on the field. It's to the point now where I remember I went on Part of My Take and those guys were like, if you see somebody do something incredible, you just say, we wouldn't be saying that if Patrick Mahomes does it. Because we are always crazy impressed every time he steps foot on the field, whether he's scrambling and he's just flipping the ball to Edwards-Helaire in the back of the end zone, scrambling, throwing it off to McKinnon for like a 60-yard touchdown. This guy just seems like he can do whatever his team needs in any given moment. Banged up ankle, healthy, whatever it takes, Patrick Mahomes. So expectations-wise, it's just hard to choose somebody against him. Michael, you think?
I'm going to go with Joe Burrow here, and the reason for that is we see Joe Burrow on the run and getting hit so much. We've talked about what's going to happen if Joe Burrow has an offensive line. He's got an offensive line. Mm. How about this, right? Like, they're slowly building this thing and getting it to where they want to be, and Orlando Brown comes in as the new left tackle for Joe Burrow, flipping sides of this rivalry here. I know Jonah Williams did ask for a trade after the signing of Orlando Brown, but the thought is that Jonah Williams will continue to be a member of the Bengals offensive line, and he'll fit in somewhere. So all of a sudden now it looks like a strong five that they put together over the last couple of years, and that should help Joe Burrow. By the way, I thought the announcement of Orlando Brown with the mayor of Cincinnati who talked trash the last time around, and now being that Orlando's on the other side of this rivalry, when they announced that game against the Chiefs, he's like, they're playing on whatever date it was. I have nothing else to say.
Fantastic.
Yeah, great job filming it, too, Orlando. Steady hand. Yeah, it was good. It was very athletic.
You want a steady hand from your left hand.
Yeah, very nice. Look, who are we expecting more from? I feel like, of course, we're expecting more from Mahomes. I mean, what did he do last year? Oh, yeah, that's right. He led the league in passing yards. He led the league in touchdowns with 41. But yet, I think we all can see him doing more. And so I'll almost kind of twist the narrative on this. I think there's more pressure on Mahomes to do what he did last year, to lead the league again, because of how talented he is, how much talent he has around him. It's not just the receivers. Look, Travis Kelce had more receiving yards than Ja'Marr Chase last year. Like, that's how good he is as a tight end. And so I feel like, it's absolutely Patrick Mahomes. He's... Even when we watch him play, he can throw for 350 yards, and they're like, like his standard is so much higher than every other quarterback, and yet he still finds a way to deliver.
Truly, and when you look at that screen, it kind of tricks your eye because it says Chiefs games revealed, and it's Chiefs hosting right down the slot. But one of those, remember, is going to be played in Frankfurt. So the Chiefs, the Super Bowl champions, are going to go to Germany and play a game over there in November, which is a beautiful thing. But I hear you on the better his game gets, the more pressure it takes for Mahomes. I'm still going to go Joe Burrow here. Because until you can, let's say, host the draft and traipse out two of Lombardis that you have won in 4 years, you're going to have more pressure on you. Burrow, he's played great. He has been exactly what the Bengals have needed ever since they got him into town. But to go to a Super Bowl and to let that thing slip away, and then to have the pressure on you that, any young quarterback that's ever made it, it was hard to get back. It was hard, and they never end up winning one. You are fighting a statistic right now, Joe Burrow, that you don't want to be a part of. So I think the expectation or the pressure, words that oftentimes can be synonymous with each other, goes to Burrow because Mahomes has it. He's got those two rings. We saw Clark Hunt in studio yesterday. Mr. Hunt had the ring on from 54, and he said, we don't have 57 yet, but it's going to have to go on this hand because that thing is so big.
Yeah,
so
it's like a planet.
It's like a planet. It's like a watch is what it looks like. So if you're that, like Patrick Mahomes, he's got it taken care of. Burrow, I think, has a higher expectation. Finally, we have a massively funny guest coming up this hour. Comedian Bert Kreischer will be joining us. Bert goes by an incredible nickname.
Who throws a shoe?
The Machine. The Machine, Mr. Bert Kreischer. But let's bring the Machine to the NFL world. And by that, I mean the nickname. Better football moniker. Is it Sweetness for the legend of Walter Payton? Or for Deion, is it Primetime? Deion Primetime Sanders, what do you got?
Ooh, Sweetness is tough. But Neon Deion, Primetime. For me, growing up, you got to see him do his dance in the end zone. And Deion just made the game look so fun. Primetime was talking trash. He did whatever it took. He was challenging you to throw the ball his way. And as a young player, you're like, I want to go out there in the field and I want to have a blast just like Primetime. That dance right there, him high-stepping down the sideline. Look, with MC Hammer on the side. Like, this is what he made. He kind of changed football. He had the chains on, the look, and everything to go along with it. And the crazy thing is, we look at him as Primetime when we think Primetime games. He got his nickname in high school from a basketball game where he balled out 30 points, and a teammate said, man, you know what? You're Primetime. And the name just continued to follow.
You know, you look at some of the great nicknames in NFL history, and you do your John Facenda voice and the Steel Curtain, the Purple People Eaters, Concrete Charlie, Weapon X, all these, you know, superhero-type names and stuff. How about Sweetness? Sweetness, but not in some kind of soft way. I mean, this was just, it exemplified the way that he played the game and the way that he moved. It also exemplified his personality as well. So he was such a gentleman off the field, and now the NFL's community award named after him as well. I love Sweetness because of everything that it exemplified and everything that he exemplified.
Yeah, a lot of times nicknames, sometimes it can be, you know, a little bit of a satire, you know, like, oh, hey, they call the big guy Tiny, mm-hmm. you know, or you call Mike Genius. I think when you look at Sweetness, yes, it was all those things you talked about off the field. And, you know, he was so gentle off the field. He gave of his time to the community. But Sweetness was absolutely an oxymoronic statement for the way he played. And when you look at the way he punished defenders, all right, here's one thing you won't ever find a highlight of. Walter Payton running out of bounds. He didn't run out of bounds, right? He punished defenders. If it was a sideline and a defender, he never chose the sideline. He took guys out. He ran guys over, broke tackles. Every one of his highlights looks like an angry run segment that Kyle is actually, he's going through right now, literally. I think when you look at Walter Payton, that nickname, when the kickoff started, when the game happened, nobody was calling him Sweetness on the field right there because he was delivering a punch.
Hey, let me tell you something. That was a great answer. Handsome.
Yes. Thank you. Good job, Genius.
Is that because he said oxymoronic?
I don't know. Yeah.
So now we've had a Boothang and an oxymoronic in the one show. It's like you guys are just absolute encyclopedic wizards out here.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Good Morning Football. Our next guest has been the man in charge in New England for nearly three decades and has six Super Bowl rings to show for it. Please give a warm welcome to good friend and former boss, Robert Kraft, a.k.a. RKK. Welcome in.
Good morning.
Hi, Jason. Great to see you. You know, I'll never forget when you came through that locker room when we made the playoffs the first time. You were so excited, and it was good for the players around you to see that. You and your brother are pretty special, so it's great. I see you guys in the morning all the time, so it's great to be here participating with you.
I appreciate that. Yes, it was the first time. It took 10 years to get to the playoffs, but we made the most of it. RKK, the announcement was made yesterday that the Patriots will be taking on the Indianapolis Colts in Week 10 this season from Frankfurt, Germany. This is the first time NFL games will be played in Frankfurt. What was your reaction when you heard your team would be one of four teams playing over there this season?
Well, it's very exciting. You know, my principal business in paper and packaging, my second office I set up over in Hamburg, Germany, and I got to go there a lot. And believe it or not, I went to a game in Frankfurt in NFL Europe, and it gave me an exposure to see how great the German fans, how enthusiastic they are. They're like great NFL fans in the dedicated regions of the country that care about football. So we were really excited to have this opportunity. You know, it started when we drafted our first player in 2009, and he was really special, and we have Jakob Johnson and Marcus Kuhn come after that. And we started broadcasting games back to Germany in 2016. And it really has made a big difference.
Yeah, RKK, and Sebastian Vollmer has been a guest host on our show as well. So it's been awesome to see that connectivity between Sebastian and the Patriots. Your team has been a part of three previous international games, and you've won every single time. Now that we know your working knowledge of NFL Europe, or what it used to be known as, how do you think the Patriots will be received, and why do you think you guys are such a hit, specifically in your prediction in the German markets?
Well, we very much wanted to be in Germany, and, you know, we've had the good fortune of winning the three times that we played outside of America before. And I hope our defense holds up, because the three games, each team scored less. Well, we're in single digits, and we're privileged to be 3-0 and score 113 points, and our rivals scored 22. So we like that differential, and we hope that continues that good vibe.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The defense certainly helps out when they're pitching shutouts or holding teams to 3 points in a Super Bowl. That's really nice, as you guys did, 13-3 against the Rams. Let's talk a little more football. Let's talk about this season and this team. You had a big offseason. You signed some big-time free agents. Mike Gesicki comes up from Miami. You had a fantastic draft. Got the best, you know, corner in a league, and I think moved around a lot in order to get him, so it was great value. And then, of course, you added some coaches, Bill O'Brien offensively. So we were talking about the defense. What are your expectations from the offense this season with Bill O'Brien coming into the staff?
Well, I think that's been a great addition to us. We, of course, had experience with Bill before. And he's a Boston guy. And we really are big fans of his, and we're sorry to see him, but happy for him when he left to go to Penn State and become a head coach, then, of course, to Houston. And he knows our system. He knows our people. He had some familiarity with Mac Jones, and we think that bodes well. But, you know, I was thinking draft day, at the end of draft day, my eldest son, Jonathan, and I were chatting, and I said, this was a great, great draft. I'm really optimistic about the team. And he said, Dad, you do that every year. You say that every year. But I really believe it. We were able to get the top seven picks that we had identified before the draft. I think it gives us a good balance of what our needs are. I think our free agent pickups and getting Bill O'Brien in will make a big difference. And I'm very hopeful for the team.
RKK gives the New England Patriots an A+ for their draft in 2023, like that one. We know we love draft grades around here. We know you are close with close friends with rapper Meek Mill. You two recently teamed up in Poland to honor victims and survivors of the Holocaust for the March of the Living. Tell us more about it and why this message is so important to get across.
Well, Meek has become a very special friend over the last few years. You know, I found him, as we've gotten closer, to ask some great questions. I think he's very intelligent and he's very inquiring, and he asks to be able to be exposed to new things in his life. So I said, I've been asked to lead the March of the Living, which is a march between two concentration camps in Poland, Auschwitz to Birkenau. And we're living in a time of great hate, and those were places that 1,100,000 people were executed in just a few years. And having him there with me and going through the different exhibitions in the camps, you know, he saw a room with 2 tons of wigs of women's hair, and then in another room, a room full of shoes, and then in the room next to that room with shoes were a room full with baby shoes. And he got a tear in his eye looking at that and seeing man's inhumanity to man. And he said to me, you know, RKK, this is the first time that I have seen a ghetto kind of environment that is worse than what I've grown up in North Philadelphia, and I want to try to help. And this blue square is a symbol of what we're asking all people who want to stop hate and what's going on in this country right now against anti-Semitism, against black hate, against Asian hate, against LGBTQ+. This blue square that I'm asking everyone to wear, it's a little emoji on your phone and iPad that anyone can use just as a symbol of solidarity and unity and bringing people together. What's going on in this country right now is very disturbing to me. We're seeing signs that are very similar what was going on in Germany in the late 30s. And I'm asking all Americans to stand up and fight this hatred.
Now, I was going to say, one of the things I love most of getting an opportunity to work for you, Mr. Kraft, RKK, was you do so much for the community and so much for those around you. And you also grant everybody the platform to do so. So extremely appreciative of who you are, not only as a boss of the Patriots, but also who you are as a person, of everything you do in the community, of bringing people together. So, RKK, always a pleasure to see you and have you join us at the table.
Thanks. I'd like to, since today is schedule day, I'd like to make one little announcement
nice.
That I think might have some news for real football fans, and it actually relates to our schedule. And I know our opening day should be a very competitive team. They haven't shared with us who that is exactly. But I'd like you to know that, and it all relates to this blue square, because I've had great people like Bon Jovi and Meek Mill and Mike Imperioli and a guy by the name of Tom Brady all wear this and spread it. And I'm thinking that the NFL is over a century old, and 20% of those years of the NFL, the greatest player in the history of the game, played right here in Foxborough. And I'm happy to tell you and your audience that I invited him back to come here and be with us at the opening game and let the fans in New England thank him for the great service he gave us for over 20 years, and it'll be the beginning of many celebrations to honor Tom Brady and say thank you for what he did for us those 20 years playing for the New England Patriots.
RKK, wow. That's an incredible honor for him, and I know personally that everyone in New England will appreciate giving Tom Brady a platform in Boston to thank him for everything that that man did in his time in New England properly. And I know, if anything, as you said, it will be the first of many ways that New England fans and yourself, I'm sure, want to thank everything that Tom Brady gave the New England Patriots and their fans.
Thanks. And may I just say, in 2009... you know, is when we got Sebastian Vollmer, and I think I did not include his name, so I in Germany. But he and Tommy played a lot, and when I invited Tommy, he's very excited to come back and see our fans, and it'll be a great, great celebration.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.